Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 398, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Cloudy most of the day. It was dark there around the elevator on the first floor, and we had big, heavy boxes piled up there. One of them must have been almost as large as a piano box. If a man got between those boxes, we would have had to hunt to find him. It is very dark on the second floor between the clock and the metal room. It is dark behind the ladies' dressing room and on the side next to the ladies' toilet. As you go to the stairs from the metal room, it is very dark. A person sitting at Mr. Frank's desk in his office could not see anyone coming up those stairs. It would be impossible to see anyone coming up those steps from anywhere in Mr. Frank's inner office. You would have to go outside of it. There is no lock on the metal room door. In the metal room, there are a great many vats and a great many boxes and things containing stock and goods just south of the ladies' dressing room. It is piled up very bad back there, averaged anywhere from 2 to 6 or 8 feet in height. It isn't used at all except for storage. The metal room contains 3 or 4 large vats that have got lids on them. They are shallow, but they are large inside. They are about 1.5 feet deep. Nobody is supposed to be in any part of the building on Sunday. That is the only time we don't have a watchman. The factory is supposed to be locked up entirely. The elevator steel cables have some slack in them. It isn't like a stiff iron in there. It would shake when you catch hold of it. There are 2 cables. You pull the right one to come down and the left one to go up. You can catch it and shake it in your hand. Yes, Mr. Frank is a small, thin man, about 125 or 130 pounds. Yes, Mr. Dorsey served a subpoena on me to come down to his office. I didn't know that he did 58 subpoenaed to come into court. They served 2 subpoenas on...